This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. senators read the latest FBI interview summaries concerning sexual assault allegations against the Supreme Court nominee, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's looking at it with an open mind.
Everyone has asked, what's it going to say? How am I going to react in truth and fairness? I have no idea.
The interviews concerning Brett Kavanaugh sent over to the Senate by the White House before dawn today. Senators are allowed to read the summaries, but are not supposed to discuss publicly what the summaries say. The White House says nothing was uncovered in the latest FBI interviews that should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed. One police officer was killed, six others injured in a shooting yesterday while they were trying to serve a warrant at a home in Florence, South Carolina. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A former Navy sailor is under arrest, accused of sending envelopes that were flagged as possibly dangerous to the Pentagon and the White House.
It was castor beans, which is what ricin is made from. One of the envelopes was mailed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson. But the envelopes never made it to the Pentagon. They were flagged at a sorting facility. A man identified as William Allen III was taken into custody in Logan, Utah. Reportedly, he put the return address on the letters, including one he sent to President Trump.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
29-year-old Track Palin, the son of former Alaska Governor and Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin, headed for a year in jail after a judge in Anchorage kicks him out of a therapeutic court for veterans after his arrest on Friday night for allegedly assaulting an ex-girlfriend. Palin had been in the veterans court after assaulting his father late last year. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump continues her four-nation goodwill tour of Africa, now on her second stop in Malawi, where she's visited with children at a primary school, and she's meeting with Malawi's First Lady. Before leaving for Malawi, Mrs. Trump visited a so-called slave castle in Ghana, one of 40 such castles on West Africa's Gold Coast, where enslaved Africans were held before they were loaded onto ships for the voyage to the Western Hemisphere to be slaves. The First Lady describing her visit to the slave castle as very, very emotional. The National Retail Federation saying it's forecasting strong Christmas sales this season, and John Clemens has details.
The National Retail Federation expects sales this Christmas to increase by as much as 4.8% over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shea, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year. I'm John Clemens.
Employment line's a little bit shorter. The Labor Department says 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week, and a bit below what analysts expected. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And with us, always good to be talking with Chris Garcia. Chris is the CEO of Vicker Financial, Inc., and a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. 2017, Chris was appointed as the National Deputy Director of the U.S. Department of Commerce Minority Business Development, as a principal advisor to the 39th U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross. Chris, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, doing well. How's it going over there?
Hey, it's wild. We've got so much stuff going on, you know. There's, we need more time. We got plenty of things to talk about. If it's not the FBI, if it's not the Kavanaugh hearings, and of course, all the good things that we need to talk about, as Donald Trump has laid out a plan to level out the trade playing field, and of course, China has been responding, but they're, I gotta believe they're at the end of the rope, because they don't have much left to negotiate with, do they?
Well, they don't. And you know, really the United States is in a position of strength relative to the Chinese economy. The U.S. economy has really taken off under President Trump, and I think that's probably one of the more underreported stories of the year, probably the story of the year, frankly. But it really puts the Chinese in a very difficult position, because the retaliation that they would put in place after we slap tariffs on their imports would then be to slap tariffs on U.S. imports coming into China. Mm-hmm. The problem is that they only import about $130-140 billion worth of U.S. goods. We import about $550 billion worth of Chinese goods. So we've got maybe a 3-4 times advantage on the impact we can have on their economy by driving down demand because of the increase in price due to the tariffs. Mm-hmm. So really, I think, President Trump is really putting the pressure on the Chinese. Bob Lighthizer is driving a hard bargain as well with his counterpart in China, the vice minister for finance. Mm-hmm. But, I really look at this as the perfect time to be doing it.
I was going to say, timing is everything, right? And I'll tell you, it's absolutely genius the way this president has timed this out.
Yeah, the timing is everything. I mean, we're enjoying all-time highs in many economic indicators. We had 4.2% GDP growth the last quarter. We're looking at maybe even 5% GDP growth coming up this third quarter. Markets have hit all-time highs. We have many companies that are prospering and increasing their profit margins because of President Trump's domestic policy agenda, cutting taxes, reforming tax, the tax structures here, deregulating. And, what we really have to do as Americans is kind of coalesce behind the administration's effort to strike a more fair and free trading system, because China's abused for years. Since they joined the WTO in 2001, they've abused us for years. And so now's the time to do it.
Yeah, and especially at a time when they don't have a lot of, backup resources at this point. I mean, they're extremely vulnerable, and if there was ever going to be, you know, again, we're talking about timing here, this was the perfect time to do this because, let's quit complaining about it. People have been complaining about the unfairness, the fact that China was, you know, stealing our intellectual property at will, the ongoing abuses, the unfairness of it all. And, of course, basically what they've been able to do because of the imbalance is they've been able to fortify their military on our dime, have they not?
Really, I mean, their military, their infrastructure, the Made in China 2025 program, whereby they're looking to become the world's leader in a variety of important national security-related areas. And since we spoke, you know, President Trump, he increased tariffs. He slapped 10% tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. They've retaliated with, I think, $60 billion of U.S. goods getting a 10% tariff. But, you know, what we've seen is China, on an annual basis, ripping off the United States in the amount of $600 billion worth of intellectual property. $600 billion that we lose to China, just in IP theft. I mean, think about what that does to companies who are looking to create, looking to innovate. China doesn't have to do any of the innovation. They don't have to put any dollars into R&D.
Exactly.
China's R&D is IP theft.
It's us.
That's their R&D department.
Yeah, it's us. It's our companies here in America that they're happy to rip off. And, of course, where's the WTO that supposedly, aren't they supposed to be policing this a little bit more?
Yeah, well, the WTO is, you know, really put in place when we admitted China to the WTO in 2001. They made a promise that they would play by the rules of the WTO, and that included no IP theft, no unfair subsidization of certain industries. You know, state subsidization. The government essentially funds many of these industries and makes it uncompetitive for other nations' companies to compete. And so, the WTO is supposed to be enforcing. And the problem is that the process takes so long, and this is really why President Trump despises these multilateral global organizations like the UN and the WTO, is that there really is not a fierce mechanism to really go after the bad actors. And so that's why President Trump has unilaterally taken this within his legal rights, by directing the Commerce Department to investigate China's bad actions, their cheating, their stealing, their subsidization of their industries. And we have a legal basis now to actually go after China to force them to stop these bad practices. Now, would the president like to see the WTO? Would we all like to see the WTO be reformed? Absolutely. I think we saw some of that dialogue happen at the G7 summit. Mm-hmm. However, we have to do things now. Otherwise, it's very simple to understand. You can't unring the bell, right?
Right.
Something's been stolen. It's very hard to make that company whole. Now the market's been flooded by a cheap Chinese alternative. When this company, this United States company, you know, whether it's a manufacturing plant, whether it's an IT firm, whether it's Silicon Valley's been up in arms about this. Once they have their IP stolen, it's very difficult to make them whole again. And with a process like the WTO's process that takes months and months and maybe years, it's very difficult to recover after that long period of getting a hit in the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, as you outline, this is phase two of the tariffs. So we've already gone through phase one. I guess the Chinese are getting the idea that President Trump and the United States is serious about this imbalance, and it's time to level the playing field. Now, this phase two includes approximately 6,000 items, including textiles, rice, handbags, luggage, and furniture. How much of an impact are we seeing this here domestically?
So we haven't seen much of an impact yet. The 10% tariffs that China imposed back in June, actually. And we, you know, during the phase one, we slapped tariffs on Chinese imports. 10% is really not a lot that the consumer will feel. However, if these tariffs go up to 25%, in January of 2019, again, at the end of the year, January 1st, 2019, if China does not agree to make significant changes in this trade platform, those those 10% tariffs are going to go up to 25%. And that, again, companies will price that in, and they'll forecast their buying decisions based on that expected increase in price, the increase in cost of goods.
Right.
And what retailers will end up doing, you know, certainly product manufacturers and retailers, what they'll end up doing is they'll try as best as they can to absorb the cost of goods.
Exactly.
And well, not Chris, pass it on to the consumer. But, yeah, but
yeah,
sometimes, but they will eventually have to.
Exactly. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. More from Chris Garcia after this.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
As promised, back back with you right here at Bill Martinez Live, where we are rather fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Chris Garcia continues. Chris, as you were saying, come January the 1st, 2019, these tariffs, then we go into phase three, will rise to 25%, and then retailers locally, if it goes this long, will have some decisions to make, right?
That's right. The decision is going to be, do they continue to absorb the increase in cost of goods? And as you know, when prices of products go up, cost of goods goes up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, companies and retailers will have to pass those prices, those increased prices, on to consumers. Now, I think, frankly, because of the tight squeeze that we're putting on China, I think J.P. Morgan Chase just came out with an estimate that the economic impact on China could be in the amount of perhaps 3 million jobs. Mm-hmm. and frankly, an additional loss in jobs if they retaliate in tariffs. I think that the hurt that China will take will be much greater than the hurt that we'll take here domestically. And so I don't think consumers should be too worried about increases in prices. In fact, there have been many studies that show that consumers are still willing to purchase products when there's volatility in prices of certain products. However, we have to be sure that that this doesn't impact consumer purchasing ahead of the shopping season, which is why I think that January 1st deadline, that January 1st implementation for phase three was put into place.
Exactly.
So there's not much to be worried about. I think that we still have the upper hand, and if we continue down this path and we coalesce behind the president and the administration and behind these tactics, I think we'll be much better off long term.
One sidebar, because I want to talk to you about Mexico and Canada, but real quick, we're talking about what the president had to share with the UN this week, that our economy doing very well, and there was some confusion, and according to the president, some misreporting about people laughing about the country's economy. What was all that about?
Yeah, so I think that the story that was reported, at least, is that the UN leaders were laughing at President Trump when he talked about how well the economy was doing. First of all, there's no denying the fact that the economy is much better under President Trump. There's just no denying that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
What Nikki Haley said was that the leaders were actually laughing with the president. She was in the room. A lot of mm-hmm. these reporters who talk about these UN leaders laughing at President Trump, many of them weren't even in the room, but that's going to fit their narrative.
Right.
But this is a very Trump unleashed, type of speech that he gave. He talked about how well his economy is doing. And frankly, this is what President Trump ought to be focusing more on is how well the country's done under him, and how if other countries want to prosper, they ought to adopt the same policies President Trump has for his country.
Exactly. Well, not only President Trump, but the rest of the GOP. I mean, what
exactly.
A success record. I mean, you got to get behind success here. What is wrong with you? Let's pile on some good things here for a change. And,
right.
I'm glad you clarified that, because, the reporting by the mainstream media was one that, look at this president, he's embarrassed the country once again, and even, the international community is laughing at him, because that fits their narrative, as you say, anything to discredit and invalidate what this president has been doing. It's like, if anything, if they're laughing, they should be laughing at themselves for not following the lead of this president and his model of success.
Yeah, honestly, Bill, and frankly, I think the president really doesn't care what they think. Even if they were laughing at him, I think
right.
he loathes the United Nations. I mean, here you have a group of countries gathering in one place to try to impose their will mm-hmm. and their globalist agenda on the United States, when it's Donald Trump and his sound policies and his business experience that he brought to the Oval Office that has led to unprecedented success in the first 2 years of office. So I think President Trump is probably saying, man, this is a piece of cake.
Yeah, really.
Make me president of the world. I'll fix everything.
Exactly. Plus, on top of that, by the way, you're here on our dime. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're here at the people's expense and, you know, trying to ridicule us. And look at all we're doing is going out and winning and being successful. And whatever we do for the WTO on that order is going to be, as you and I discussed before, is going to be win-win for everybody, including the Chinese, including Canada. Mexico has seen it. They've come into the fold here. And, of course, everybody's worried because, you know, the whole NAFTA thing's got to go through Congress. And the way it was set up, Canada and Mexico have to be in alignment to get it approved. Well, you know, if Canada doesn't want to play by the rules, which the president says they're being a little too ornery, then look at, we'll go to Congress. They'll approve what the deal is that was secured with Mexico, and we'll move forward, right?
And did you see the way he answered the question about Justin Trudeau,
yes,
Prime Minister,
right,
at the press conference? He just was so nonchalant about it. He's like, yeah, I didn't meet with him. Right. Why not? Well, he doesn't really want to move. He doesn't want to make concessions. He doesn't want to make his country more free and open with trade to the United States. And so this is what President, you know, this is what he's made a living on, you know, getting the right deal for the American. And this is what he's taken from the private sector into the Oval Office, is getting the right deal from his company when he was in the private sector to now getting the best deal and the right deal for the American people. And that's all he cares about.
And he used the example of, you know, agriculture, some farming issues, and what, milk, dairy products, 300%.
300%.
I mean, that is unconscionable.
I mean, how do you compete with that if you're an American dairy farmer?
You can't. It's impossible. So, you know, all that's fine. So it's like you want access to our country, our assets and resources. Fine. You know, as he said, let's just get rid of all tariffs. We'll level the playing field, go head to head. And then, as you and I talked about before, you know, competition will set in and it'll be good for everybody. But right now, when you are, you know, protecting, and that's what these tariffs have been doing, it's been protecting their own interests. The Chinese, you and I, as we discussed before, to me, you know, the classic situation was under the Obama administration with Solyndra. Here it is. He borrows a bunch of money from the people, gives it to Solyndra in the interest of all this green energy stuff, and then he allows the Chinese to come in and upend our investment. And it's like, no harm, no foul. Well, there is not any CEO in this country who could have held on to his job after doing something so boneheaded as that.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the whole globalist agenda is to sell out the American people in the name of corporatist profits, corporate elitist, you know, the rule by the few, and that's what President Trump campaigned against. Is he wants to return the power back to the people, back to the American people, make it fair for the American people, you know, just cut it out with all these cronyist, you know, backroom deals. And give the American people a chance to succeed again. And honestly, the biggest thing that scares me now, Bill, is that we have gone from such a bad place as a country to such an elevated place, economically speaking, under President Trump, that I think people are kind of getting a little complacent now. I mean, mm-hmm. Things are going so well.
Right.
I think that they don't realize that there is an opposition that President Trump faces that wants to repeal all the progress that he's done. So that's just, I think we need to stay cognizant of the real threat to kind of strip away the successes that we've had under the first 2 years of President Trump.
Well, the 63 million people that voted for this president in 2016 are being proven right. The government was a mess. It still is. And there's a lot of cleanup to do. And what this president needs is reinforcements. We have to have more people in order to combat, you know, the deep state. And what has really amounted to a coup here, Chris, I know people don't want to, you know, say that. You know, it's like that is a serious charge. But based on the things that are, you know, unveiling almost on a daily basis between the FBI and our intelligence community, what has been going on with the resistance, you know, from the Democratic Party, and that it is not to help we the people. It is all about their, you know, them taking over once again, as if their policies have any empirical substantiation. If anything, their policies have what got us into this mess and gave us no choice but to elect Donald Trump. And thank God that we've got a businessman in the Oval Office. He's a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. Chris Garcia has been with us. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bill, it's always a pleasure.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. senators read the latest FBI interview summaries concerning sexual assault allegations against the Supreme Court nominee, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's looking at it with an open mind.
Everyone has asked, what's it going to say? How am I going to react in truth and fairness? I have no idea.
The interviews concerning Brett Kavanaugh sent over to the Senate by the White House before dawn today. Senators are allowed to read the summaries, but are not supposed to discuss publicly what the summaries say. The White House says nothing was uncovered in the latest FBI interviews that should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed. One police officer was killed, six others injured in a shooting yesterday while they were trying to serve a warrant at a home in Florence, South Carolina. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, are you aware of this? An estimated 16 million Americans live with irritable bowel syndrome, with diarrhea, a common intestinal disease associated with unpredictable bowel movements, yet less than 30% of individuals with symptoms of IBSD consult a physician about their symptoms. Symptoms which are different in everyone, including stomach pain and cramping, gas, bloating, and urgency to use the bathroom. Now, many people struggling with symptoms experience issues like feeling frustrated and embarrassed, as you can only imagine, oftentimes missing out on activities because of symptoms and avoiding situations where there is no bathroom nearby. Here to talk about it is Dr. Donica Moore. She's a women's health expert and Salix Pharmaceuticals spokesperson. Donica, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about a topic that we don't talk about necessarily every day. I mean, people are uncomfortable about dealing with this, but if you are dealing with IBSD, this is a tough, it's a tough thing to talk about and even more difficult to deal with, right?
Absolutely. And it's very common. You know, mm-hmm. This is, as you said in the opening, 16 16 million Americans are not only living with IBS-D, but they're suffering from it. And this is why it's important to talk about, despite the fact that it's embarrassing. As you know, my podcast is In the Ladies Room with Dr. Dunica. I specialize in talking about things that are embarrassing, and especially what I call the toilet talk topics. Right. Which is anything having to do with bowels and bladders and stuff we talk about in the ladies' room. Uh-huh. And sometimes a sense of humor can make it easier to talk about, but the most important person for people to talk about this with is their own personal health care provider.
Exactly. Well, and as you mentioned, we talk about 16 million people being affected and dealing with IBS-D, but what about their family members? I mean, they have to deal with it as well, right? I mean, and their friends that they come in contact with. So this is much more, the numbers really, when you start adding them up, are much more engaging than, the 16 million that we talk about.
Absolutely. And when we talk about, you mentioned in the opening how people really eventually restrict their activities when they have this, but they also are very frustrated. They develop anxiety and depression. We used to think about the causes that anxiety and depression caused IBS. Mm-hmm. We now know that it might be a chicken and egg situation where having this condition may cause you to become extremely anxious and depressed. Because if you think about it, the characteristics, you did a great job summarizing the symptoms, mm-hmm. but the symptoms are really characterized by two words. One is unpredictable, and the other is urgency. So if you combine this unpredictability, you can imagine if somebody's a teacher, for example, and they're standing up in front of their classroom at 2:00, and then all of a sudden they get this unpredictable urgency that they have to, go to the bathroom. They can just leave their class, depending on obviously the age of the students.
Right.
That would be awkward. Or if you're a business person and you're making a presentation, or if you're a car salesman and you're out taking the, with a client taking a car for, a road test. Mm-hmm. You can imagine, or if you're a doctor,
exactly.
And you're in the middle of surgery.
Yes, right.
So all of these issues, all of these scenarios are common everyday things that people have to deal with. And if you think about the anxiety and the stress that people have to go to, we know that only about a third of people even consult a healthcare provider about their symptoms. Mm-hmm. And we can guess a lot of the reasons that might be. But one of the reasons is this doesn't generally start where one day you're fine and the next day you're not fine. Mm-hmm. So if you have a stomach flu, you know that one day you were fine and the next day you are sick. Mm-hmm. But you also know if you have the stomach flu that it's probably going to last a week to 10 days max, and right. then everything's going to go back to normal. Interestingly, we've done a lot of research into the causes of IBS, and there are many different hypotheses. We still don't have any proof of like one cause. We know there are many factors mm-hmm. that cause it, but one really interesting study that was a huge study of active duty military personnel showed that a very high percentage of people in the military who developed IBS actually had a pre-existing episode of food poisoning or an infectious gastroenteritis. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking now that that may have triggered an imbalance in the gut microbiome that may then eventually lead to IBS-D. So that's fascinating.
Well, Dr. Dunica, does IBS and IBS-D, does it just kind of like sneak up on you in such a way? So this why, maybe you think, well, this is just another flu episode, I'll get over this. But it just kind of is a slow creep on the digestive system?
I think that characterizes many people's experience. And what may happen is that this just becomes part of their new normal and they don't get around to going to a doctor. Or many times people do go to a doctor, they don't get to the right doctor, and they're not treated with something effectively. So we do know the good news is that there's a wide range of treatment options. So I'm always very happy about that.
Well,
we generally start, though, with a first-line therapy that about 70% of people don't respond to, and that's fiber and antispasmodics. Mm-hmm. So for those people, they need to go back to the doctor and say, that didn't work so well. What else you got?
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying in dealing with this, in diagnosing it and coming up with the right, the right prescription to solve the problems and make it less intrusive is that it's going to be a little bit of a process.
Possibly. Absolutely, right. Absolutely. And your job is to tell your doctor how it's working, to go back for follow-up appointments. But one of the other things I say that's so great about going back for follow-up appointments is not only is your situation changing and the amount of information your doctor has is changing, but medical science is changing also. So the good news is there are new treatment options that your doctor may want to talk to you about. So that's all positive, all good, all exciting, but it's all based upon you going back to your doctor and seeing a gastroenterologist if necessary.
Well, and of course, as you say, you know, we got a field of 16 million Americans, a good percentage of them seeing doctors. So this is very dynamic. I mean, we're learning more and more about this every day, aren't we?
Absolutely. And the more we learn, the more exciting it is. But of course, the more we can better help our patients. And the more we learn about the gut microbiome, the more we learn about the interdynamics between the gut microbiome and human health, but particularly something like IBS-D. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that there are trillions of microorganisms that live in our intestines or our gut. And some mathematician calculated that if you weighed all of these microorganisms, it would come to 5 pounds. So, like, this is a big deal.
Right.
And the more we learn about the interrelationship between the microbiome and disease, the better we can treat various diseases and target various therapies for particular imbalances and particular conditions like IBS-D.
Well, when you think that this is, I guess, for all intent and purposes, is kind of like the mothership of our health status, is it not? I mean, it so affects everything about our biology that if this is out of balance, I mean, it's no wonder what this can do for you on so many levels in terms of affecting your mental attitude, you know, your physicality, on and on. So it's so all encompassing. Dr. Donica, is, you know, out of this study, is there, you know, a typical person who is affected by IBS? Has that been determined?
Not really. It can affect people, and that's a great question. It can affect people of all ages. It affects women slightly more than men, but it's, for the most part, an equal opportunity kind of a condition. The most common years that people are affected are the 20s to the 40s. There are certain risk factors, so a family history is certainly a risk factor. Having had anxiety or depression, certain medications like antibiotics or antidepressants or even medications that contain the ingredient sorbitol have been suggested to trigger IBS. As we mentioned, having a history of food poisoning or infectious gastroenteritis may be a risk factor.
Well, we got to wrap it up. So Dr. Donica Moore, highly regarded as a women's health expert, advocate, as a physician educator, and as a media commentator. Dr. Donica, where can they go for more information?
Well, the most important place is your own physician, but they can also get lots more information at IBSDUpClose.com.
Dr. Donica, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us.
Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Great that you could join us at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerick, senior editor at thestream.org, joins us. John received his BA from Yale University. I mention that only because Yale's been getting a lot of publicity these days, John. And you know better than most, certainly people who have not attended Yale, what a massive campus it is, but also still a pretty small community, all things considered, is it not?
Yes, yeah, especially when you just count the undergrads. It's a beautiful campus, and mm-hmm. I'm grateful that they gave me financial aid. We were broke, my family, and it was a good opportunity. The politics of it are pretty monolithic, and they were pretty monolithic back in the 80s, too. I was 1 year ahead of Brett mm-hmm. Kavanaugh.
Right.
And the only thing I can speak to about, you know, these accusations is that I have thrown ice. We threw ice. We have
You have the ice throwing championship there at Yale, yes, that we don't know about?
Well, here's the thing. We had a dining hall, this beautiful neoclassical dining hall called Commons with, like, 80-foot ceilings, and the thing is almost 100 yards long. I mean, 50 yards long, but it's enormous, cavernous thing. And when you have this cavernous space and you're 17 years old and you have ice,
You have to throw the ice as far as it goes so that it just falls randomly on someone who has no idea why they've been hit. So we used to do that. So, you know.
So Yale constituents have been iced. And
I guess
that's it. It's all part of the rite of passage there. Well,
yeah,
John, what do you make? Well, I'll tell you, the media, the left went absolutely sideways over President Trump's statements the other night, you know, about Dr. Ford's accusations, the way he responded to her. I mean, these were her answers. He didn't make anything up, but they just, you know, as always the case, they just take exception to the president's tone.
Yeah, well, that's because they know it works. That's what they're upset about. They're upset because, frankly, I watched what the president said. I thought it was great. This is why we elected him. This is why we didn't elect Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, who was an old friend of Brett Kavanaugh, would have thrown him under the bus day two of this because he doesn't have a spine the way Jeff Flake doesn't have a spine. And the piece I have at the Stream, what do you have in front? The title of it is Brett Kavanaugh. The war on Brett Kavanaugh shows us why America needed Trump and why Trump needs Jesus. We need a president who's willing to stand up and defend the man he nominated when he is unfairly attacked by people who are willing to lie. And as it seems in the case of Christine Ford, perjure themselves. When you perjure yourself while smearing an innocent man with false accusations, you deserve to be attacked. I don't care if you sniffled a little bit and talked in a little baby voice in front of Congress. I don't care. That man's life and reputation is on the line. If you were going to present utterly groundless charges that you cannot support, and in fact, that every witness you cite denies what you said, I'm sorry. The Victim Act it doesn't fly. There are mothers of sons, and there are women all across America who have sons and brothers and nephews who are scared now of what's going to happen to them with the next drive-by smear campaign for the same Democrats. Or just some person who's venal, some person making false accusations. It's not just women. You know, men can make false sexual allegations against men. People lie, you know. The human race has fallen. So in my piece at the Stream, I talk about why the three types of conservatives, and Trump is a hardhead, kind of like a General Patton or Ulysses S. Grant type. And that is what we need right now because the left have been taken over by their hardheads.
For so long, John, as you say, previous presidents, you know, George W. Bush, for example, he was so meek. I mean, he was defined by the media and by the Democrats constantly, and Republicans going, stand up, what are you doing? You know, quit taking it in the chin here. And, you know, so now here it is. We've got a president who is that hardhead and one that is needed. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he is producing a winning track record.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know, there are some conservatives like the Bushes. I call them the soft heads. And Jeff Flake, I call them the soft heads because I think like, you know, the way babies, their skulls don't
lose
for a while. They have a soft spot. Well, these people have that soft spot all through their lives. And whenever the left is around, they know they can push on the soft spot on their head and it's like a reset button. That's what happened to Jeff Flake in that elevator.
Exactly.
They pushed the reset button, and he remembered, oh, wait, I'm desperate for their approval. I don't care about my principles. I'm just going to sell out.
Yeah, so that's amazing that you would not, that you would abandon your principles like that. John, I don't know about you, but one of the things that I took exception to over this debate was the use of the term credible. Even President Trump, I think, made a mistake in saying that Dr. Ford's statements were credible. I don't think he meant that. I think he meant that, you know, believable, certainly not credible, because, as you know, credible is backed by evidence. That's what makes something credible, not because you sound convincing, because we're surrounded by actors and actresses all over the place, whether we see them on the big screen or TV, or maybe we run into them once in a while in our daily lives. They can all seem believable because they can put on a good act. Our kids at times, well, you know, can put on a good act, right?
Maybe you should have called their testimony Oscar winning.
Yes. Well, that would have really blown the heads off of the Democrats right off the bat. But I think, again, the words that you choose, you have to be careful. And I think we've got a little bit of, a little bit of explaining, and part of the life lesson through all this is the words that are being tossed around. Victor Davis Hanson the other night called it that we have Congress in, we have the campus in Congress right now. I mean, the way they've responded to this, I mean, we're looking at somebody's high school annual, are you kidding me? And only looking at his, we don't look at hers. If you do some research, right? Yes, go ahead.
Hers was pulled off the internet.
Yes.
They didn't want you to see all the equally lurid, stupid, and juvenile captions that a bunch of high school girls who drank too much wrote. But so, I mean, you've got this man who teaches jurisprudence at Harvard having to explain what boofing is and who Squee was, and I mean, it was just the most lurid spectacle, but it is backfiring on the Democrats. There are all these Senate races and some House races that it looked like the Republicans were going to lose, and it looks like we might keep them. We might not lose the House to the Democrats and turn the Congress into an impeachment circus.
Well, the blue wave is shrinking maybe into a trickle, and we'll see if it turns into a red wave. Quite rich that what you're hearing right now with the release of this seventh background check investigation by the FBI that is now being viewed by members of Congress. They're alternating. They have, I guess, maybe a half hour in which to read the document. One, you know, by themselves, they're alternating in, so they can't come in as a group and look at it. One at a time, checking it out. And, of course, some are saying, taking exception because Dr. Ford's attorneys are saying, hey, they didn't question her. Well, wait a minute. she was in front of God and everybody. Her hand raised to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, her vow that she took there. Was the time to question. And now you're saying, well, why didn't the FBI question her? Well, they got enough testimony. I don't think they need to question her anymore. What new things is she going to offer that she didn't say in all those hours in front of the Senate?
Right. And Trump said the right things. She can remember Ford only remembers some self-serving details that affirm her narrative, but has no memory of anything that would allow you to check it.
Mm.
So she can't give the date, the place, the time. She can't name a single actual witness who doesn't deny that he was there. Mm-hmm. But she does remember the very specifics that make this a monstrous act. And as the president said, she had one beer. She remembers that. One beer. I thought the president's response was masterful. I could watch that every day for the rest of my life and just bust a gut laughing, because the pompousness and the hysteria of the left over this case, when you could look at how they treated Juanita Broderick, the woman who Bill Clinton probably raped. How about the woman who Ted Kennedy and Chris Dodd made a human sandwich out of a waitress. You know, that was a sexual assault. And it's talked about in some Washington memoir, like, oh, gosh, those wacky old days of the 80s. These were adult men and senators at the time. So yeah. The double standard is so palpable that I think Americans are going to reject Democrats en masse. And I bet we have a better Senate after the midterms, and then Trump could appoint someone even more conservative than Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, from your mouth to the people's ears, I pray that would be the case, John Samarick, that there would be some redemption out of all this for one Judge Kavanaugh, as he said, his reputation, his life. I know that he says it's been destroyed, but I believe there's some redemption there for him. I hope and pray for the sake of his family and all his hard work. The Streams, John Samarick on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.